And every day Sir Palamedes drew unto La Beale Isoud, and proffered her many gifts, for he loved her passingly well. All that espied Tramtrist, and full well knew he Sir Palamedes for a noble knight and a mighty man. And wit you well, Sir Tramtrist had great despite at Sir Palamedes, for La Beale Isoud told Tramtrist that Palamedes was in will to be christened for her sake. Thus was there great envy betwixt Tramtrist and Sir Palamedes. Page 318. Then it befell that King Agwisance let cry a great jousts and a great tournament for a lady that was called the Lady of the Lowndes, and she was nigh cousin unto the king. And what man won her 3 days after he should wed her and have all her lands. This cry was made in England, Wales, Scotland, and also in France and in Brittany. It befell upon a day La Beale Isoud came unto Sir Tramtrist and told him of this tournament. He answered and said, "Fair lady, I am but a feeble knight, and but late I had been dead had not your good ladyship been. Now, fair lady, what would ye I should do in this matter? Well, ye wot, my lady, that I may not joust." "Ah, Tramtrist," said La Beale Isoud, "why will ye not have ado at that tournament?" "Well, I wot Sir Palamedes shall be there, and do what he may. And therefore, Tramtrist, I pray for you to be there, for else Sir Palamedes is like to win the degree."
"Madam," said Tramtrist, "as for that, it may be so, for he is a proved knight, and I am but a young knight and late made. And the first battle that I did, it misshaped me to be sore wounded, as ye see. But, and I wist ye would be my better lady, at that tournament I will be, so that ye will keep my counsel and let no creature have knowledge that I shall joust but yourself. And such as ye will to keep your counsel, my poor person shall I jeopard there for your sake, that peradventure Sir Palamedes shall know when that I come."
"Thereto," said La Beale Isoud, "do your best, and as I can," said La Beale Isoud, "I shall purvey horse and armor for you at my device."
"As ye will, so be it," said Sir Tramtrist, "I will be at your commandment." So at the day of jousts there came Sir Palamedes with a black shield, and he overthrew many knights, that all the people had marvel of him, for he put to the worse Sir Gawain, Gaheris, Agravaine, Bagdemagus, Kay, Dodinus le Sauvage, Sagramore le Desirous, Gomeray le Petit, and Griflet le Fils de Dieu.
Page 319. All these the first day Sir Palamedes struck down to the earth. And then all manner of knights were ahead of Sir Palamedes, and many called him the knight with the black shield. So that day Sir Palamedes had great worship. Then came King Agwisance to Tramtrist and asked him why he would not joust. "Sir," he said, "I was but late hurt, and as yet I dare not adventure me." Then there came the same squire that was sent from the king's daughter of France unto Sir Tristram, and when he had espied Sir Tristram he fell flat to his feet. All that espied La Beale Isoud, what courtesy the squire made unto Sir Tristram. And therewithal suddenly Sir Tristram ran unto his squire, whose name was Abe le Renoum, and prayed him heartily in no wise to tell his name.
"Sir," said Abe, "I will not discover your name, but if ye command me."
Chapter 10. How Sir Tristram won the degree at a tournament in Ireland, and there made Palamedes to bear no harness in a year. Then Sir Tristram asked him what he did in those countries.
"Sir," he said, "I came hither with Sir Gawain for to be made knight, and if it please you, of your hands that I may be made knight.
Await upon me as to morn secretly, and in the field I shall make you a knight."
Then had La Beale Isoud great suspicion unto Tramtrist, that he was some man of worship proved, and therewith she comforted herself and cast more love unto him than she had done tofore. And so on the morn Sir Palamedes made him ready to come into the field as he did the first day. Page 320. And there he smote down the king with the 100 knights and the king of the Scots. Then had La Beale Isoud ordained and well arrayed Sir Tristram in white horse and harness, and right so she let put him out at a privy postern, and so he came into the field as it had been a bright angel. And anon Sir Palomides espied him, and therewith he feutred a spear unto Sir Tramtrist, and he again unto him. And there Sir Tristram smote down Sir Palomides unto the earth. And then there was a great noise of people. Some said Sir Palomides had a fall. Some said the knight with the black shield had a fall. And wit you well, La Beale Isoud was passing glad. And then Sir Gawain and his fellows nine had marvel what knight it might be that had smitten down Sir Palomides. Then would there none joust with Tramtrist, but all that there were forsook him, most and least. Then Sir Tristram made Hebes a knight, and caused him to put himself forth, and did right well that day. So after Sir Hebes held him with Sir Tristram. And when Sir Palomides had received his fall, wit ye well that he was sore ashamed, and as privily as he might, he withdrew him out of the field. All that espied Sir Tristram, and lightly he rode after Sir Palomides, and overtook him, and bade him turn, for better he would assay him, or ever he departed. Then Sir Palomides turned him, and either lashed at other with their swords. But at the first stroke Sir Tristram smote down Palomides, and gave him such a stroke upon the head that he fell to the earth. So then Tristram bade yield him, and do his commandment, or else he would slay him. When Sir Palomides beheld his countenance, he dread his buffets so that he granted all his askings. "Well said," said Sir Tristram, "this shall be your charge. First, upon pain of your life, that ye forsake my lady La Beale Isoud, and in no manner wise that ye draw not to her. Also this 12 month and a day that ye bear none armor, nor none harness of war. Now promise me this, or here shalt thou die."
Page 321. "Alas," said Palomides, "for ever I am ashamed." Then he sware as Sir Tristram had commanded him. Then for despite and anger Sir Palomides cut off his harness and threw them away. And so Sir Tristram turned again to the castle where was La Beale Isoud, and by the way he met with a damosel that asked after Sir Launcelot, that won the Dolorous Guard worshipfully. And this damosel asked Sir Tristram what he was. For it was told her that it was he that smote down Sir Palomides, by whom the 10 knights of King Arthur's were smitten down. Then the damosel prayed Sir Tristram to tell her what he was, and whether that he were Sir Launcelot du Lake, for she deemed that there was no knight in the world might do such deeds of arms but it were Launcelot. "Fair damosel," said Sir Tristram, "wit ye well that I am not Sir Launcelot, for I never was of such prowess. But in God is all that he may make me as good a knight as the good knight Sir Launcelot."
"Now, gentle knight," said she, "put up thy visor." And when she beheld his visage, she thought she saw never a better man's visage, nor a better faring knight. And then when the damosel knew certainly that he was not Sir Launcelot, then she took her leave and departed from him. And then Sir Tristram rode privily into the postern, where kept him La Beale Isoud, and there she made him good cheer, and thanked God of his good speed. So anon, within a while, the king and the queen understood that it was Tramtrist that smote down Sir Palomides. Then was he much made of, more than he was before.
Page 322.
Chapter 11. How the queen espied that Sir Tristram had slain her brother Sir Marhaus by his sword, and in what jeopardy he was. So upon a day the queen and La Beale Isoud made a bain for Sir Tramtrist.
Note at the bottom of the page, bain, meaning bath.
Return to text. And when he was in his bain, the queen and Isoud, her daughter, roamed up and down in the chamber. And there whiles Gouvernail and Hebes attended upon Tramtrist, and the queen beheld his sword there as it lay upon his bed. And then by unhap the queen drew out his sword and beheld it a long while. And both they thought it a passing fair sword, but within a foot and a half of the point there was a great piece thereof outbroken of the edge. And when the queen espied that gap in the sword, she remembered her of a piece of the sword that was found in the brain pan of Sir Marhaus, the good knight that was her brother.
"Alas, then," she said unto her daughter, La Beale Isoud, "this is the same traitor knight that slew my brother, thine Aime."
when Isoude heard her say so. She was passing sore abashed, for passing well she loved Tramtrist, and full well she knew the cruelness of her mother the queen. Anon therewithal the queen went unto her own chamber and sought her coffer, and there she took out the piece of the sword that was pulled out of Sir Marhaus's head, after that he was dead. And then she ran with that piece of iron to the sword that lay upon the bed. And when she put that piece of steel and iron unto the sword, it was as meet as it might be when it was new broken. And then the queen gripped that sword in her hand fiercely, and with all her might she ran straight upon Tramtrist where he sat in his ban. And there she had rived him through had not Sir Hebes gotten her in his arms and pulled the sword from her, and else she had thrust him through. Then when she was let it of her evil will, she ran to the King Aguisance, her husband, and said on her knees, O my lord, here have ye in your house that traitor knight that slew my brother and your servant, that noble knight, Sir Marhaus.
Page 323.
Who is that? Said King Aguisance. And where is he?
Sir, she said, it is Sir Tramtrist, the same knight that my daughter healed.
Ah, alas, said the king, therefore am I right heavy, for he is a full noble knight as ever I saw in the field.
But I charge you, said the king to the queen, that ye have not ado with that knight, but let me deal with him.
Then the king went into the chamber unto Sir Tramtrist, and then he was gone unto his chamber, and the king found him already armed to mount upon his horse. When the king saw him already armed to go on to horseback, the king said, Nay, Tramtrist, it will not avail to compare thee against me, but thus much I shall do for my worship and for thy love. Insomuch as thou art within my court, it were no worship for me to slay thee. Therefore, upon this condition, I will give thee leave for to depart from this court in safety, so thou wilt tell me who was thy father, and what is thy name, and if thou slew Sir Marhaus, my brother.